USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that migrants placed in fast-track deportation proceedings cannot appeal negative decisions in federal court, finding that speedy removals don't violate due process or constitutional protections against unlawful detention. In the 7-2 decision authored by Justice Samuel Alito, the court said asylum seekers whom the government seeks to summarily deport are not entitled to seek habeas corpus. The opinion from Alito, a conservative jurist appointed by President George W. Bush, said a 1996 immigration law that authorized those speedy deportations for border crossers is constitutional. Alito was joined by the rest of the High Court's conservatives in ruling for the administration, as well as liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. In a statement, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf called the ruling a victory for law and order and the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
First time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The U.S. Labor Department reports about 60,000 fewer Americans filed first time claims last week, but the total remains incredibly high at about 1.48 million initial claims. And it's the 14th week in a row that claims have been more than a million. The biggest week-to-week increases in claims last week in Oklahoma, Texas, New Jersey, and New York. And the steepest declines were in Florida, Maryland, and California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three staff members at a youth facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan have been charged in the death of a black teenager who died days after being restrained for throwing a sandwich. Decision comes after the county medical examiner ruled 16-year-old Cornelius Frederick's death a homicide by result of restraint asphyxia. An investigation by Michigan's Department of Health found that staffers used a restraint that was significantly disproportionate, with one teen sitting on Frederick's chest for over 12 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With threats to numerous monuments around the country, USA's Tim Berg has a story on Mount Rushmore.
President Trump plans to kick off his Independence Day in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore. This as rioters are taking down monuments and statues all over the country, to which Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, tells Fox News Mount Rushmore isn't going anywhere under her watch.
We've seen some activity online where people have made threats. This is no longer about equality. This is a radical rewriting of our history, and in South Dakota, we won't stand for it. This is a national monument. The more we focus on the flaws of these men that are on our mountain, the less likely we are to recognize the virtues and the lessons we can learn from their lives. That really is the message that I have for South Dakotans that love this mountain and Mount Rushmore, for this country, that recognize what it represents to us, and we will do all that we can to make sure that that message is loud and clear, that we will make sure that Mount Rushmore stays as majestic as it is today.
Verizon is the latest company to pause advertising on Facebook as the social media giant faces intense pressure to act against hate speech and stop disseminating untrue information. The telecom giant, which spends about $1 billion per year on advertising, said in a statement that it has strict content policies and zero tolerance when they are breached. We're pausing our advertising until Facebook will create an acceptable solution that makes us comfortable and is consistent with what we've done with YouTube and our other partners. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.